From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is the young and up-and-coming Bay Area actress Luisa Fresconi. Luisa's work is getting noticed by both casting directors and local theater critics. She's recently appeared with the California Shakespeare Company and San Francisco's New Conservatory Theater, and after working with the Shotgun Players in Berkeley in 2010, she was a finalist in the Theater Bay Area's Titan Awards. This year, she got rave reviews for her performance as Juliet in Berkeley's Impact Theater production of Romeo and Juliet. One reviewer said, and I quote, "Luisa Fresconi looks all of 14, and her acting has the quicksilver of teenage girls everywhere. Most every moment of her speaking is quick-paced, yet wholly understandable, and full of emotion. She's the perfect maiden in the flush of first love. My all-time favorite, Juliet, and I've seen a lot of them. Watch this one. She may have a career." Unquote. Well, now Luisa's back, this time as a company member of the Impact Theater in Berkeley and starring as Penny in their new production of playwright Joshua Conkle's dramedy, The Chalk Boy, which opened on Saturday. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Miss Luisa Fresconi. Welcome, Luisa.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks. Well, first, let me congratulate you and the Impact Theater Company on a wonderful opening night.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a bit about this play, The Chalk Boy, and your role in it.
Okay. So The Chalk Boy is about four teenage girls in a small town, and a classmate of theirs, a boy, goes missing in the town, and it's sort of about how these four girls deal with that and how it affects all of them separately and together. It's sort of a comedy, sort of a drama, and just a very fun, quirky, witty, interesting little play that I really like a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty quirky. I described it earlier as a dramedy.
Yeah, that's the perfect word for it.
I think that's what they call it on TV.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the audience isn't quite sure whether they should be laughing or whether this is serious.
Exactly, which is kind of fun. I kind of like when people can't figure it out exactly.
I like that. Tell me a bit about your role.
Okay, so I play Penny Lauder, and Penny is, it's been a really, really interesting role for me in a lot of ways, because I think in general my type has been sort of giddy, happy, naive teenage girls, and this is a teenage girl role, but it's almost exactly the opposite. Penny is sad, and she's dark. She's definitely dark, and she doesn't have a whole lot of hope or ambition in her, which is hard for me because I want to play everything with the most hope and the most ambition. but it's been good because it's good. I need to try to do other things, so this has been really fun for me, but fun in a dark way. But anyway, Penny is, she sort of comes from a broken family, and she's constantly looking for things to make her feel like she exists, to make her feel like she's important. And so she's like sort of always searching for something or someone who is going to care about her and basically make her feel like she's worth something. And sort of that's sort of, I would say that's her sort of journey and her quest through the play. She's clinging to any little thing that makes her feel like, you know, her life is worth something. And it's sort of, it's a sad role. I mean, it makes me sad a lot of the time. And she's got a very interesting like relationship with her mother. And the cool thing about this play, too, is that all of the characters in the entire play are played just by the four of us. So the character who plays my best friend, Caitlin Tella, me and her only play our own parts, but then the other two girls play these two characters who live in the town, and then they also play all sorts of other roles. Like, one of them plays my mother, one of them, I don't want to give too much away, but they basically play all these different characters that live in this town. So it's very interesting in that way.
Yeah, it's very effective. And this character changes her best friend quite a lot, too.
She does change best friends a lot, which I know, it's just so funny too, because we spend a lot of time talking about that. Like, our biggest question was, what happens? I thought, it's like, we were always going, I thought they were best friends. No, I thought they were best friends. I don't understand. Why are they hanging out now? And then a lot of it had to do with us just accepting that, like, and remembering that that's a lot of how it was to be a teenage girl. It's like, you are best friends with someone one day, and the next day, you hate them. When I first read the show, I loved the humor in it, and I loved, it's got this great, like, sort of witty banter, like, teenage banter that, that is so true to life, and that I feel like is a way that girls really talk to each other. And so when I first read the play, I was like, oh, this is so funny and so fun and, you know, really witty and stuff. And then when we started rehearsals, it immediately became this, like, spiral into this dark, weird, interesting, messed up world. it's still fun, and it still has this fun, funny energy to it. But it's also got a lot of sadness in it, and a lot of searching and loss and all these very depressing things, actually. So it's just such an interesting combination of a fun comedy, but at the same time, it's pretty dark. And I'm so interested to see how people respond to it over the next few weeks.
I think you're right. It is certainly written the way that young women talk. It's all four young women in the play, isn't it?
Yes, it's just four women, which is so cool. I love it. It's just, we're all playing, 16-year-olds, and it's a very talented group of amazing women. It's just so fun to go to rehearsal and have this really tight cast of women. I love it.
Yeah, you really seem to be getting along well together in it.
Oh yeah, it's a great. I mean, the way that Ben Randall, our director, directed it too, is such a ensemble piece, and he just really wonderful. He's a fantastic director. Very unique way of directing, which I've never been a part of before, and I really adored it.
I did too. I thought the direction was very good. There was a very clever bit of business when you and another character are supposed to be in bed together, but there's actually no bed on stage. I don't want to give too much away, but whose idea was that?
I'm so glad you liked that. You know, it's like, that's one of the things too that people are really responsive to. Like, I've had some people say, like, that was so interesting and such a cool way to show that. But, you know, it's so funny because, like, every time me and Caitlin, the woman who I'm doing that scene with, is like, we're always standing there like, does this look cool at all? You know, we're just trying to sell it for what it is.
Trust me, it looked cool.
Good.
I also like the bits that were supposed to be at nighttime, driving and the way it was lit. It was quite clever. I hadn't seen that before.
Oh, yeah. So many, like, alternative light sources and just really thinking outside of the box, I think, and using the space and the actors in utilizing them in the best way possible. I mean, it was just, I feel like he has such a fresh eye, and he's not stuck in, he doesn't have like an idea of how things are supposed to be that can't change. He sees things in a very unique and beautiful way, which makes the show very, just really fresh. I don't know.
Yes, I thought it was fresh too. Tell me a bit about the Impact Theatre, whose motto is pizza, beer, and plays. It's a great place to see shows, isn't it? It's the first time I've been to that little theatre, so tell people a little bit about where it is and what it's about.
So Impact Theatre, we've been there for 16 years, and Melissa Hillman is the artistic director. We have a company of about 15 people. We are in the basement of Laval's Pizza Parlor in Berkeley, literally in the basement. Sometimes I tell people, like, oh, yeah, we're in the basement of a pizza parlor. And they're like, ah, oh, and I'm like, no, really, we really are. But anyway, so we have this awesome theater of 59 seats in this basement. And you go down there, you walk down these stairs, and you go into the pizza parlor, and you walk downstairs, and there's a full theater in there, you know. We have a full running theater. Anyway, Impact Theater specializes in doing new works. So we usually do three new works and one classic every year. And this is my first year being a company member with them. I've worked with them for about 2+ years. I adore this theater company. It's a great, great place to work. I love them very much.
Well, I noticed in the audience the other night, it was a younger crowd than I usually see at theater, which traditionally older patrons go to. But it was nice to see a younger crowd. But of course, you're not limiting it to just young people. Everybody's welcome, right?
Of course. I mean, that's the great thing.
Let me ask you this. Where were you born and raised, Louisa?
I am from Southern California. Grew up in Santa Barbara. My both of my parents live there, and my sister. And this is interesting because the play is about high school girls, and I actually never went to high school. I homeschooled my entire life, and I started going to community college when I was like 13 or 14, and I started taking acting classes and art classes, and from there on out, I basically ended up, like, the summer that I turned 18, I was like, I'm gonna move somewhere else, and I'm gonna be an actor. And so I basically, my best friend got into UC Berkeley, and I said, I'm moving with you. So we moved to Berkeley together, and she went to school, and I auditioned for plays. And I don't know now when I think back on it, I have no idea what made me feel like I had, like, the courage to do that. Like, what, I had done, like, 3 community theater shows, like, I auditioned a lot. When I lived in Santa Barbara, I was young, you know, I was a teenager, but I auditioned a lot and I didn't get in a lot of things. And then I was like so sure that I had to move somewhere and have a career in acting. And somehow it's sort of working.
It is working. Now, you and I met earlier this year when we were both understudying at the Berkeley Rep.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you didn't get on, but you were fabulous in the role.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, there's one good theater company that's taken notice of you already, and I'm sure that in some short space of time you'll find yourself working there.
Oh, I hope so. Well, actually, I actually work there in the box office, so I'm employed by Berkeley Rep, but not as an actor.
Right. Well, that's the life of a working actor, isn't it?
That somebody, is the life.
That's
yeah.
the life. I mean, it's very hard to pay the bills as an actor in the Bay Area anyway.
Exactly.
So actors have to do other stuff. So you work in the box office there and also at another theater.
Yeah, I also work at the Aurora Theater in the box office.
So people who are going to theater in Berkeley are likely to see you one way or another.
I like being around theaters for my day job. I mean, I've worked in restaurants for a long time, and I'm so happy to have a day job that involves talking about theater, talking to people about theater, you know, selling tickets to theater. Anything that has to do with talking up theater, I'm
You're passionate.
Pretty excited about.
You're passionate about theater.
Definitely.
I know you are. What's
you
up?
Know.
What's up next for you in theater?
I'm actually doing a show at Shotgun Players next year. I'll be in Mina Morita's production of The Great Divide, and that will be my first real role at Shotgun. I'm really excited for my first real role there next year. So I don't know what's going to happen to me in between Chalk Boy and that, but hopefully something.
I'm sure something will.
Yeah.
Well, if you want more information on Impact Theater and tickets to see the Chalk Boy, you can go to impacttheater.com. And Louisa, it's been great talking to you. Continued success with your career and also in the Chalk Boy.
Thank you so much.
That's Louisa Frasconi, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me on the field trip today. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.